Donegal Deputy Pat McLaughlin, you've criticised the government's proposal to ban the sale of turf coming up later on this year. Now, what is your main issue with the government trying to push forward with this proposed ban and this proposed legislation stopping the sale of turf commercially?
Well, it's the combination of factors from government that shows me they're totally out of touch, particularly with people in the west of Ireland. If you take home heating oil, it's increased by 130%, massive increase, no support provided whatsoever to families. If you look at coal, very, very big increase in cost there. Again, no support for working families to lessen the blow there. And now you have the attack on the small numbers who would supply to family and friends turf. Nothing has been done in terms of a fair transition by the government. Nothing has been done to provide retrofitting alternatives to families who rely on turf. Just a penal approach, and that's going to lose people. It's out of touch.
And also coming up at the end of next month is the planned increase in carbon tax, which the government say they will go ahead with. It's understood that for every kilo of carbon, there will be an extra €7.50 added on to any bill. So that will cover all coal, it would cover gas, it would cover turf, it would cover the petrol in your car. So that, along with this turf ban, is kind of a combination of things for people in rural areas.
No, indeed. I mean, the fact is this government just doesn't understand the crisis for families in Donegal and rural Ireland in terms of heating their homes. Two-thirds at least of houses in Donegal rely on home heating oil. And the one thing actually that was affordable still was being able to avail of turf in some rural communities in Donegal. Rather than offer them alternatives like retrofitting, which could have been done years ago, you now have this penal approach. And I think it will be the final straw. I think this is the one where the government will be forced to back down and listen to Donegal and to rural Ireland. But they need to do so much more than just do a U-turn on this turf issue. They need to help families who are really struggling to get by due to this crisis and the increase in fuel.